With that said, I want to introduce to you Miss Janice Stillman. She's the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Janice, how now?
I'm here.
Oh, I had some technical difficulties finding the right button to push. You could hear me, but I couldn't hear you, but I hear you loud and clear. Janice, did you hear me talking about the weather?
I did, in fact. And you know what? I looked ahead, and I looked into the almanac, and lo and behold, we predicted rain and, excuse me, snow. What am I saying? Snow this weekend.
Wow. So the almanac hit the nail on the head as usual. You know, that's one thing that people love about the almanac, Janice, is the weather section. You folks predict whether it's going to be mild, snowstorms, rainy. How do you guys just do that from over the years collecting data?
Well, there is some data involved, there's no question, yes, but we use solar science, which is the study of the activity on the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And we look back through time, checking that data. And then we also, of course, use meteorology, which is the temperature of the ocean, land temperature, jet stream flows and speeds, and a variety of other things. So there is a lot of data involved, yes.
Wow, that's incredible. And, you know, the weather is only one thing when it comes to the Old Farmer's Almanac, because you guys have a host of stories, planting. Let's talk about some of the things that the folks will find in the Old Farmer's 2019 Almanac.
Well, you know, you talk about planting, and of course, we are the Old Farmer's Almanac, and not everybody has to be a farmer to appreciate growing some of their own food, and more folks are doing that this year and in the recent years than ever before. So, you know, we hear from a lot of folks who have mixed success, shall we say. And so we decided to visit that idea with a topic on joining the Green Thumb Club and giving you all the basic advice you need to get your best garden going. So if it hasn't worked in the past for whatever reason, and I have to admit a lot of those reasons tend to be towards soil, we've got some great advice here and some suggested easy plants to grow. And believe it, folks, the solstice is only 2 weeks away. The days are going to start getting longer.
Yes.
And it's going to be growing season in really a month or so. And I understand garden catalogs, seed catalogs are starting to drop already. But for traditional gardens, we've also got the planting by the moon dates. So for folks who do subscribe to that practice of planting above ground or below ground based on the phases of the moon, we've got exacting days and tell you what to plant precisely, usually within a two-week, 10-day period, so there's plenty of opportunity. If you haven't tried it, it's worth trying, because folks who practice this planting by the moon claim that they have the best crops ever.
Wow, that's incredible. Janice, let's talk a little bit about you. How many years have you been with the Almanac?
I joined in the year 2000, and my first edition was 2002. It's been 18 years, and I tell you what, it feels like sometimes about 18 months.
I can imagine.
Blown by.
What goes into planning these? I mean, are you starting now to plan 2020s, or is 2020s already like being produced, or when does the action start for the next edition?
The content is in for the 2020 edition, and we're working on the calendar pages, for example. We're waiting for the weather forecast. That's one of the last things to come in, as well as the trends, because we want to be as up-to-date as possible. But we've also already started working on the 2021 edition. That means thinking of stories, topic ideas, looking for anniversary events that might be something to feature in particular to focus on. We've asked our astrologer to come up with her best days for 2021, because she's already got them in for 2020. You know, a number of things. We sort of lay ahead the calendar and work into it. But, you know, in the meantime, we're also producing an annual garden guide. The 2019 edition will be out in mid-February. Call it the Garden Guide. We do an Old Farmer's Almanac for kids every 2 years, and we're working on volume 8 now as we speak. We've got 14 calendars in play in a variety of versions and styles, from country and weather to gardening to engagement and box, and I think I'm sure I'm forgetting a couple.
You know, I'm just flipping through here, and I'm looking at one article that says how to make sausage at home. I love that.
Well, you know, that's a really traditional practice. And by the way, folks, if you're even considering the idea, you do not have to deal with animal intestines. You don't have to make the tubes. You can make the patties.
Absolutely.
And we've got several great ideas, whether you like pork or chicken or beef or lamb or turkey. We've got lots of great tasty recipes for this. You know, it's a great thing to do, here we go, on a snowy cold day.
Absolutely.
Stuck in the house.
You know what, it's something in here for everyone. I was looking, as I'm flipping, I see the story about baseball's most amazing season. So, I mean, it's something in here for everyone. Baseball fans, cooking fans, weather fanatics, nature's great crooners talking about the northern mockingbird. Astronomy.
I mean, that's what we try to do. Folks who are considering getting some livestock in the backyard, chicken, pigs, cows, and like that, kind of a fun tongue-in-cheek, but really based in truth kind of profile about what you can expect if you're taking in goats or cows or pigs or chickens. The idea that letting your dog or somebody else's dog give you a big, fat, wet kiss once in a while could be the best thing for your health. It's all about the dog microbiome and what influence that can have in your own gut instincts, if you will. We've got a fun story on a series we've introduced a few years ago, which is profiles of farmers from around the country. A lot of young people, but not necessarily. Folks who are overcoming challenges and introducing new products and new ideas into the industry and the market. And there's a profile of half a dozen folks here. Something I didn't know about, and our art director actually brought this story to us a couple of years ago, and being an art director, she would know it, but I did not know that there was a duck stamp dynasty. The duck stamps were prized by hunters and also artists, art collectors and artists themselves, and that there's a trio of brothers who've won more awards in this only federally funded art contest in the country. They're stamps featuring ducks. The duck subject is identified at the beginning of every year, art season, and folks are invited to submit their treatment of this painting, and the whole story is here in the Old Farmer's Almanac. It's one of the most fascinating stories, I think, this year.
Wow, you have me, I'm just intrigued by listening to you talk about this, Janice, and looking at the almanac, looking right at the story, and as I flip through, I see a thing, too, and I was trying to do this as you were talking. You have mental math in here, and this is something, you know, once I say it, it's going to be on your mind, and until you get the answer, I'm just going to give them one. What is the sum of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way through 100? Have you ever thought about that? That's definitely mental math there.
Math is not my strength. I give it to words, but I can't. Numbers, forget about it.
One other thing that caught my attention, too, Janice, in the almanac, you talk about vinegar. Are you familiar with that? Better than prescription drugs. And, I mean, you folks have a list here in the almanac of things that vinegar can help. And it's just amazing.
Vinegar is a bit of a cure-all. It has long been a handy pantry potion, as we call it. Yes, I think you're referring to one of the advertisers, but, you know, I'm sure there is some truth in it because we've got posters here all around the office talking about the uses of vinegar and salt and lemon, and folks can find a lot of that information on almanac.com as well.
That's right. And, you know, it's you talked about the advertisers. You have them throughout the almanac, and they offer such a wide range of products and information. If someone wants to get the almanac, now I don't know, I was in a local store. I don't know if I can call the name of it or not, but I saw them. They're on the magazine stand. They were there. So I think you can find them about anywhere, can't you?
Just about. And in fact, if you have any difficulty, don't have a favorite place to go, you can go to almanac.com, add these letters, a slash, and the words where to buy, no spaces, no caps necessary, but where to buy, and a page will come up, and you can put in your zip code or the name of your town and state, and you'll get all the local stores and the national brand stores that carry the almanac in your area and the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Guide. But I can tell you it's all the major chains, all the bookstores, all the hardware stores, most of the supermarkets. I mean, we really try to put the Old Farmer's Almanac out where people are, where they go. It's a massive distribution challenge that the publisher handles almost single-handedly, in fact. And I know we've re-upped supplies at a number of stores across the country, so if you can't find it, give us a call also at 1-800-ALMANAC, and we'll try to help you out. Or even go to almanac.com/store. I think you have several days yet if you want to get it as a stocking stuffer, for example, or a gift for somebody.
Mm-hmm. And once you get the copy of it, if you choose to subscribe, you can also do that. There's a little card in there that you can send, and you guys will mail it right to your house.
You bet. Once a year, but it's the best package you get all year long.
Absolutely. I think it comes with a free gift, too. Can we talk about that, the calendar?
Sure, yeah. We have several offers for folks. If you subscribe to the newsletter, for example, or go to the website, you might find other offers. But it's, I believe it's a copy of the hardcover edition, or it could even be the hard soft cover, as we call it. But there are a number of offers for certain calendars, as you say, and also replica editions are sometimes offered of the, in this case, it would be 1919 and 1819 editions, which are, by comparison, pamphlets, but fascinating because, one, they mirror the same kind of information you'll find in the contemporary book, but also demonstrate just what life was like back in those periods as well. So, you know, it's the Old Farmer's Almanac as the original, never equaled and always imitated, and, you know, we just try to share the legacy and the history of the Old Farmer's Almanac in so many ways with folks.
Is Janice, just out of curiosity, is there like an archive on the almanacs online that folks can go to and see maybe old stories or something that they maybe missed and want to just look up? Is that available?
Well, we do have a number of, in fact, dozens, if not hundreds, of stories from back issues on the website, and you can search the website. Use a few keywords. I mean, a variety of different stories will come up and just kind of search through. We do have copies here at the office. There's another copy, a full set at the Smithsonian Institution, and another, the American Library in Worcester. There's a facility that has every issue. But we don't have full sets, a full, you know, book on the website as a back issue. We tend to keep only the current issues, but a number of the stories get pulled every year and get put up there for folks at their leisure.
Oh, Janice, this is great. The Old Farmer's Almanac 2019 edition. I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy day to call us and fill us in on just a little bit. We've just touched, I mean, we haven't even touched a speck of what's in this almanac, but get your own edition. Again, 1-800-ALMANAC. Go online. That website is
www.almanac.com.
Almanac.com. Janice, thank you so much for calling in this afternoon.
It's great to be with you, Earl. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Thank you.